Blog Talk Radio. Yes, indeed. Good evening. This is the Listening Room DC. I'm your host, Priest Alica. Come on in. Take your shoes off. Come on, close the door behind you. You know what we're about to do. We're about to get into this musical therapy session because we need to feel better. That's what I was thinking about, trying to feel better. But they got so much stuff going on in America and all over the world right now that I don't know what to do. So I'm going to start the whole session off with this here tune. Check us out. Let me know what you think. Me to say, how does that really translate to, how that affects us down here on the earth, regular folks? Because they won in Europe and they won all over here and they won. So I just gave them my opinion, which is my opinion. I have one. And I said, well, everybody busy with that type of war, but that Ethiopian war was going on just a few short months ago. And we didn't hear anybody say anything about anything. I don't know. Maybe it was me. I don't know. Maybe it was me. I didn't get the message. But people didn't say anything about anything in the Ethiopian war. Now, like, this war is getting all the attention. I wonder why. Is there a reason why that we can't get the attention that we need to get? I don't know. Maybe that's up to somebody else, man, to figure that out. But you can always hit me up at 563-999-3050. Press the number one if you got something nice to say. Even if you ain't got nothing nice to say, say it anyway. That's what we got to do. Check us out.
That's the way I live my life. I give it my all. I think that a person should really make up his mind what he wants to do. And when it is made up, he cannot fail at it. The basic rule to success, I think, is when the going gets tough, that is a positive signal to keep charging.
About war at this particular time, because I'm not at war with anybody. I kid you not. My whole thing is, why would I want to be at war with you? And we got so much other stuff going on the planet. I mean, like, for real, there's so much stuff going on the planet that you can't even breathe these days. You can not wear a mask in this state, go across 105 miles, you need a mask on, okay? Go down to the grocery store, they don't have to serve you because you don't fit their diversity program. So, I don't know, maybe it's a thing going on now where whoever got food to eat, gonna eat. Whoever don't have food to eat, I guess they won't have nothing to eat. That's kind of mean. Whatever they got going on, I'm not trying to be involved. You dig what I'm saying, people? Yeah, so anyway, that's what it is. Looks like we got something going on right here. I don't know what, but I'm going to continue to do what I was doing. Man, let's see what Marvel King got going on, man. Check her out. Shotgun.
We're so caught up in the news these days. What is happening with my people? What's our leaders got to say? Who really cares for us? Well, in only God I trust for redemption. Heavenly Father, you created us equal, not to play this sequel again and again. Evil will never win, though it's here today. With many rounds of thunder from automatic weapons. While bullets rain and blood is staining, innocence guilty is provoking war. They're always pointing shotguns at us instead of making effort to unite us. You point the weapons and you get the tears. American fear. Say lie, don't matter. Why you ain't shotguns? Then it's like the story that betrayed trust. You are the weapon. But just hope that you're clear. Mass destruction. Black lies, brown lies, red, yellow, white. You cherish the fear. Horror and danger. I all got here with our immigrants. My ancestors didn't request the shift of atmosphere. Though you didn't capture us, you benefit from blood that was spilled here. Who could discover what people who is native had covered for millennium? They were called savages, everything but Americans. Brother, there's a color we all share together. Flowing through the body and the tears of humanity, crimson red. You're always pointing shotguns back. Instead of making effort to unite us, you point the weapons and you get the tears, the wild and fear. But all lies matter. Why you aiming shotguns? Did expect the fury, respect, betray, trust. You are the weapon. I just hope that you're clear. Not destruction. Black lies, brown lies, red, yellow, white. You cherish those dear. All in danger.
Burn.
don't know what's going on in the listening room, D.C., courtesy of Blog Talk Radio, but they got my boy jumping up. The song is jumping up, playing itself loud, like, we got to be free. We got to be free. They can't hear us. I'm like, what's going on with this song? What's going on with it? I don't know, man, but I'm going to get back into it. Something happened to it. The switchboard say, look, we supposed to be free. Can you understand? It's still playing in the background. I'm like, something is going on, I guess. Did the Russians take over my show? Did the Russians take it over? Oh, my goodness. If they took over my show and playing with my dials, they could do that, you know what I'm saying? Because they can get a president in office. They could do anything messing with my show. Yeah, just because they're doing that, we're going to get them.
Introducing the Restroom Kit, your personal care kit when traveling. The best solution for personal care when using public restrooms. When nature calls, the Restroom Kit was created to be used in any restroom away from your home. Each kit includes an oversized seat cover with rear pocket to support stability and alignment, 1 yard of 3-ply toilet paper, hand wipe, and flushable tush wipe. Small enough to fit in a purse, pocket, your backpack, or car travel kit. Go to therestroomkit.com. That's therestroomkit.com.
Yeah, I'm trying to tell you over here in listening on DC, they took my music and confiscated the music. I was getting into it, you know, I said I had a message in the music. They done froze up the board. They treated me like an orphan over here. But guess what? I got a son who's good at this technology stuff, and I'm calling him like, come on in and get us out of this here situation, because we don't want to be involved in it. And why are we waiting? Why are we waiting? Yeah, that's why we're waiting. Let's go ahead and do this on the other side with Moonchild. Thank you.
So many roads that seem to lead down to the sea. I wonder which road will be the right one for me. Others may fall away, dead ending left and right. But there is this one road that journeys far out of sight. Have you wondered where your road will lead you? Maybe to a bright day of sunshine, or a starry night in heaven. Or it might be you're afraid to go, afraid to go, but you've got to follow your road, or you'll never know, never know. Thank you.
another time. Destruction of minds, bodies, and human rights. Stripped of bloodlines, whipped and confined. This is the American pride. It's justifying a genocide, romanticizing the theft and bloodshed that made America the land of the free. To take a black life, land of the free, to bring a gun to a peaceful fight for civil rights. You are desensitized to pulling triggers on innocent lives, because that's how we got here in the first place. These wounds sink deeper than the bullet your entitled hands could ever reach. Generations and generations of pain, fear, and anxiety. Equality is walking without intuition, saying the protector and the killer is wearing the same uniform. The revolution is not televised. Media perception is forced down the throats of closed minds, so it's lies in the headlines and generations of supremacy resulting in your ignorant, privileged eyes. We breathe the same and we bleed the same, but still we don't see the same. Be thankful we are God-fearing, because we do not seek revenge, we seek justice. We are past fear, we are fed up eating your shit, because you think your so-called black friend validates your wokeness and erases your racism. That kind of uncomfortable conversation is too hard for your trust fund pockets to swallow. To swallow the strange fruit hanging from my family tree, because of your audacity to say all men are created equal in the eyes of God, but disparage a man based on the color of his skin. Do not say you do not see color. When you see us, see us. We can't breathe.
DC. I'm your host, Priest Alica. That's the best way I can answer a message as far as war goes, because I left the war scene 40 years ago when I left behind me all that type of behavior, war and all that. So now when I see war all over Earth, I'm like, well, which war is more important to who? So you got this war going on with these people over here, and this a war going on with these people over here. It seems that the war that these people are dealing with is the war that's getting all the propaganda and all this, and the people that need the publicity ain't getting no publicity. That sounds familiar, doesn't it? I'm trying to tell you, am I getting in a messy situation today? I hope not. I just can't. Let me get back to Marvel King. I just can't.
Erase the pain. Who gave the like a guy? Who will my brother?
Introducing the Restroom Kit, your personal care kit when traveling. The best solution for personal care when using public restrooms. When nature calls, the Restroom Kit was created to be used in any restroom away from your home. Each kit includes an oversized seat cover with rear pocket to support stability and alignment, 1 yard of 3-ply toilet paper, hand wipe, and flushable tush wipe. Small enough to fit in a purse, pocket, your backpack, or car travel kit. Go to therestroomkit.com. That's therestroomkit.com.
Yeah, I'm back here in the listening room, D.C. I'm your host, Priest Alica. One of my friends asked me, did I see y'all, the Russians took my show? I gotta just, peace, Simon. What's the word?
Hey, family, how you doing?
I'm live on the air, man. That's like funny, man. It's funny. I just mentioned the war, and all of a sudden, my music started doing something else. The switchboard started freezing up. I said, hold on. Maybe it wasn't them. Okay, I don't know who it was, but I know that the Ethiopian war is not getting no play. I know that for sure. And millions of people were injured and stuff. Yeah.
Well, I guess they figure some countries stay at war, so that story, you know, that story gets kind of old. And you know, when it's, you know, black folks killing black folks, they ain't really gonna pay that much attention. They gonna let them slaughter each other, you know, with no interruption.
Yeah. Say that part one more time. I missed it. I had to do a yelling match right quick.
Well, I said, you know, when you have these wars in these other countries, you know, especially in these African countries, you know, they're not going to give that no press, you know, at least not in the mainstream American media. Now, if you look at, you know, international media, you'll see reports on, you know, what's going on in other parts of the world. But when you have, you know, black folks, you know, two groups of black folks just killing each other, slaughtering each other, they're going to let that happen, you know, with no intervention.
Oh, well, I mean, I figured that much out already. But see, I'm saying to my friends, they texted me, I'm trying to get them back on the air right quick because it's going to be a good conversation once I get them back on the air because they're the one that had me. I was having coffee this morning, and they decided that I should talk about the war. And they know that I'm not into war at all. I mean, the whole idea is messy, okay? And being that I actually participated in war, I know the psychological effects of it and the long-term effects of it and how it affects your family long-term. I know this. So, no, I'm against war altogether. So I'm supposed to make it light and airy. So I figured I'd get them back on the air and talk about it nicely, man. What do you think about this war, bro? I mean, for real. What do you think about it for real, though?
Well, Putin does this, it seems like he does this at least once during each administration where he goes into an area not far off from his own border that at one time or another was a part of, not of Russia, but of the Soviet Union, all right, when they had a actual group or a block of countries that they controlled. All right, Putin would love to, you know, reconstitute this. So anytime he has an opportunity to try to make an excursion for whatever kind of reason that he can come up with in order to, you know, get that land, because with that land comes those resources. If he could do that, he will.
Right. And I see that. But now someone posted on the Instagram today, right? And they kind of did a simile, like, this whole situation is like, okay, you and your ex, y'all get divorced or whatever. So now you missing your ex so much that you just go over and violate her land, take her stuff back, you know what I'm saying? And then you just take it. And, like, she's calling all her friends to come and help her. Like, yo, look what this guy is doing to me. So the big guy, he's a bully. He's like, yo, I don't care if you bring all your friends. I'm going to just keep, but I'm taking you back. So that's how I saw this war in particular, same way that person wrote to me. You know what I'm saying?
That sounds pretty much, you know, pretty much the same thing I said. They just put it to a, you know, relationship context. But yeah, pretty much.
Well, it's a relationship. It used to be lovers, or there used to be something.
Right. I mean, they used to be
somebody.
Well, like I said, they used to be part of, you know, the Soviet Union when there was actually a Soviet Union. You could think of the Soviet Union as like the United States, where it was a group of states, or in their case, a group of countries that were grouped together under their umbrella. Now, imagine if, you know, Kansas decided, you know, that it wanted to be a separate country from the United States. And they broke away from the United States, and they maintained that independence for X amount of years. Now, of course, the United States government is looking at it all those X amount of years like they want to reconstitute that. All right. So if you can imagine Kansas breaking away and maintaining their independence for X amount of years, then you can kind of see how, you know, Russia may feel about it. They may feel like, well, you still, like you said, you still belong to us, and we want you back.
Wow.
You know, you still belong to us. We want you back.
Forget the divorce. And then,
there's the aspect that says with a lot of these countries, you know, Russia and North Korea in particular, their economies, you know, even though Russia has access to oil, you know, their economies, their citizenry aren't really doing all that great. You know, it's really just focused on the ruling class. Everybody else is pretty much suffering. You know what I mean? So if he could make a move and then get these other countries such as the United States and France and whoever else to come to the bargaining table, and, you know, put him in a position, you know, economically to be better off in terms of his country, or at least in terms of his own bank account, then that may be what he's really, really going for. You know what I'm saying? If he could say, well, I'll pull my troops back, but this is what I need from y'all.
But concession. You need some type of concession, right? I got you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, that's one aspect of it. I don't know. I was listening for the next aspect. You can always press number one if you're listening and give us your perspective, because we have a political analyst on board tonight who's doing double duty as the program director, who's doing triple duty as DJ Sincere. He's doing every damn thing correctly. Good evening, family. How you doing, bro? You good? Uh-oh. Did the Russians do that again? Are you back, family? Uh-oh. I don't know if it's the Russians. I don't know. We gotta blame the Russians on that one. They got hijacked my man.
All right. Well, you know, for the caller, make sure that you haven't muted yourself. Make sure you haven't muted yourself.
No, I'm good. You can hear me, right?
No, I don't mean you. I mean the caller.
Oh, no, I didn't mute you, bro. I said it was the Russians, man. Anything that happened from now on for the rest of the show, I'm blaming the Russians. Okay? I can't blame Ukraine. I got to blame the big guy, man. I just got to do it, man. Maybe, just maybe. Well, look what happened, man. I'm going to get him this tune, man. I'll be right back at you here. This is the Listening Room DC, man. The truth will set you free, man.
Thank you.
time. See, that's what it is in the listening room, D.C. I'm your host, Priest Alica. I'm orchestrating all this noise because the truth will set you free. Let me see what they're saying over here. Peace, family. Good evening. Are you there? You press one. I'm listening to you. I can't hear you. All right. Well, I'm going to leave you to that and get on with the kid on there. I'm going to see what's behind the scenes. Yeah, see, sometimes that's what it is, Sammy. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you know, sometimes people press that. Sometimes they press that number one button and then they get distracted or then they get cold feet or whatever the case may be, you know. But, you know, we definitely appreciate them coming.
We're
in the middle of
war. We're in the middle of a war, right?
Well, black folks been in the middle of a war for a long time.
Oh, see, that's the part where I was saying from the beginning. Yes, sir. Yes, thank you, sir. Now I got you to confirm what I was saying. See, we ain't busy with no wars at all, but we've been at one the whole time.
The whole time, bro.
I couldn't figure out why people was just making it so like this war is so much, and we can't even see who getting punched, who getting kicked. We over here, we can see who getting punched and kicked. Us, we can see it plain and clear. Shot, murdered, hung, everything right in front of our face, and we cannot go any further with the propaganda. Look over there, and look, it's over there. No, it's right in front of our face, man. And if we can't deal with what's in front of our face, what's up? I'm not that smart.
No, brother, you're plenty smart. But what I was going to say is that, you know, what has happened is that it has stopped conversation about everything else as it pertains to what's going on in this country. So all the media outlets now, regardless of who you listen to from the right or from the left, all of the conversation is about this war. So there's no more conversation about, you know, healthcare for the people, bringing down these prescription costs. There's no more conversation about getting these police departments under control. There's been basically like a media blackout during this past month for a lot of the things that have gone on, especially as they relate to police brutality. You've had a number of cases that have just been decided this month in some what were some high-profile cases. You had the Kim Porter case. For those that may recall, she was the officer in Minneapolis who thought she was pulling out her taser and shot and killed a young man with her handgun. All right, if you remember that case, that case was adjudicated, and she was convicted. The jury of her peers convicted her, but her sentence, or rather, her conviction, was basically, you know, set aside by the judge by sentencing her under the minimum requirement, and the judge also putting on a hell of a performance from the, you know, from the bench in relation to when she, you know, after the victim's family gave their impact speeches, and then the, you know, defendant, I believe she had some words also, and then the judge spoke. And the video is available for anyone who cares to watch it, but you could see how the judge conducted herself. The judge was definitely on the side of the defense, and she showed her bias. You know, that was her opportunity to show that, you know, she's down with the program. Now, you also had another high-profile case that was adjudicated just this month. The officers who were also involved in the death of George Floyd, they had their trial, and the three of them were also convicted. So we're going to have to wait and see for the sentencing, because that was also in Minneapolis. We're going to have to wait and see, or in the state of Minnesota, I should say. So we're going to have to wait and see what the sentencing is going to be. And I think that the judge in the Kim Porter trial should have given us a wake-up call. All right, a lot of times, you know, we push, you know, for these charges to be filed, and we push, you know, for the trial, and we push for conviction, and then we celebrate. But the end game now, or the end game really, I guess, that always has been, when the sentencing is imposed. So we're going to have to, you know, we're going to have to stay vigilant, pay close attention, and keep the pressure on in relation to these sentences when these criminals, these criminal cops are sentenced. All right?
Okay.
We're gonna have to take an increased look and put pressure on these judges, because a lot of these judges, you know, such as here in New York and, you know, other states and localities, they have to run for office, in effect. Do they campaign? Not really, because largely they run unopposed. So, you know, we're going to have to really, you know, look at a lot of these judges, see what decisions that they're rendering, and target them as needed. You know, so these are some of the things that there's been a media blackout on, even prior to, you know, Putin actually invading Ukraine. These are things that have not been discussed. So now with the war going on, you know, these things are definitely not going to be discussed. The only thing that's going to get any kind of attention is what's going on in Ukraine.
Well, you said one word that I agree with all of what you said. For the first time in my life, I agree with somebody verbatim. Now, you use the word that I understand from living in the world I live in, bias. See, when you bias, you can join the club, and you said all of that. See, once you bias, you're buying into something. So she's buying into the club. She's risking her career to get a bigger move, appointment to a bigger seat. So that's how you play the game. You have to degrade yourself to get a bigger seat by popular demand. So the unpopular vote is going to be more popular against for her. Like the people that really want her to win, there's going to be more of them than the unpopular vote. That's what I'm saying. That's my personal opinion. Okay, so she's going to win a bigger seat, as you said. Let me see. I got a 202 number here, man. Let me see. They got their hand raised. They might want to say something about all of this. 202. Are you there with them? How you cooking? I don't know. Something on with your phone. So maybe you have to call us back and try that again so we can hear you better. All right. So that's what it is, Sammy. Look, that's what I got to tell the people something right quick, because it's a message in our music. Let me tell them. I'll be right back at you. All right, fam? Because I like the way you was talking. That's a good political corner right there. That was working.
All right,
but whatever you do... Whatever you do, people, just don't do it again. Whatever it is, don't.
Please don't do it again. Don't do grown ass fucker.
Well, I'm worried about the man, and I'm worried about his plan, and I'm worried about the weather, and I'm worried about my fan. Oh, I won't worry. I'm worried about my bills, so I'm taking all these pills, and I need to make more money, so I'm worried about my bills. Oh, I won't worry. Cause if you don't stop worrying, y'all, if you don't stop worrying, I'm worried about my cash, cause I need to get my stash. And I'm worried about my woman, but she's worried about my cash. Oh, I can't worry. Well, I'm worried about my job, and I'm worried about the mob, and somebody done changed my bottle, so I'm worried about my God. Oh, I can't worry.
I shouldn't have told you.
I'm
I'm your host, Priest Alica. I'm working through all the live radio technical things and all that type of stuff, but didn't I blow your mind this time? I had political analysts on the air tonight giving you the up-to-date stuff. I don't know, bro. You know, they kind of left the board alone when I put the music on, but when I started mentioning certain people's names and stuff, different countries and stuff, they be like, they be adding problems to the show, bro. Can you believe that?
Oh, really? All right, well, I guess I'm going to have to see, because I know Mr. Roar was going through some technical difficulties last night. I big shout out to Mr. Roar and Purple Dread. Make sure y'all tune in on Thursday for the Brother Sister Experience at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. But I know that they were going through some technical problems last night, so I guess it's still carrying on a bit.
So you telling me that we done pissed off the other country? I can't even say their name. They might even do something else to our show. But are we pissing them off with real content? Is that what we're doing? Or how that thing
works
out?
Yeah, real content. Yeah. You know, real commentary. So I guess there's a lot of folks that, you know, may not appreciate, you know, the things that we say and the analysis that we bring.
Wow, I kind of figured that. I was trying to not mention any of these things until I went and had my cup of coffee this morning, and a certain person mentioned to me, like, go ahead and mention just a little bit. I said, man, I ain't trying to be sensitive, man. I'm trying to get my show up and running. I said, well, just test it out. Let me see if you all that what you talking about. And look what happened. I'm going to blame them as soon as I get off the phone, because I can't get them on the air to save their life, because I want to talk about them real bad, man. You know what I'm saying? What? They got me all up in this technical woo-hoo-hoo. But anyway, bro, thank you for putting on your commentary tonight, and anytime you're ready, you can jump on and do what you got to do. By the way, what's going on tomorrow night, man? I see the show going to be popping tomorrow night. What is all of that about?
Well, you know, we got a few more special guests that's going to be in the building tomorrow. We got another packed show, definitely going to be a full show. We have an artist by the name of The Library. He's going to be in the building, independent artist. Then we have another hot artist, young lady by the name of Lady Miz. She's also going to be in the building. They're both going to be dropping off new music and bringing us up to speed on, you know, their journeys in this business so far, up to date. And then our featured guest of the evening, or should I say our featured guests of the evening, are Murphy Lee and Kewan from the St. Lunatics, scheduled to be in the building, also dropping off new music.
Well, bro, only thing I can say is keep doing what you're doing. You're doing the damn thing the way you did it. Thank you for letting us come into your university and practice our little thing where we've been practicing on the people. It's been fun, you know what I'm saying?
All right.
Yeah, you got to have a little fun, I heard, so I'm going to keep on doing it. But this is a message to the messengers, man, for you other cats. Check out what we're checking out, man.
Hey, yeah, we're the same brothers from a long time ago. We was talking about television and doing it on the radio. What we did was to help our generation realize they got to get out there and get busy because it wasn't going to be televised. We got respect for young rappers and the way they freeway in. But if you're going to be teaching folks things, be sure you know what you're saying. Older folks in our neighborhood got plenty of know-how. And remember, if it wasn't for them, we wouldn't be out there now. And I ain't coming at you with no disrespect. All I'm saying is that you damn well got to be correct. Because if you're going to be speaking for a whole generation, and you know enough to try and handle their education, be sure you know the real deal about past situations, and ain't just repeating what you heard on a local TV station. Sometimes they tell lies and put them in a truthful disguise. But the truth is, that's why we said it wouldn't be televised. They don't know what to say to our young folks, but they know that you do. If they really knew the truth, why would they tell you? The first sign is peace. Tell all them gun-toting young brothers that the man is glad to see us out there killing one another. We raised too much hell when they were shooting us down, so they started poisoning our minds and trying to jerk us all around. then they tell us they got to come in and control our situation. They want half of us on dope and the other half in incarceration. If the ones they want dead ain't killed by what they instigated, they can put some dope on the brother's body and claim it was drug-related. Tell them drug-related means there don't need to be no investigation, or at least that's the way they're gonna play it on the local TV station. All your 9mm brothers, give them something to think about. Tell them you heard that this is the new word. They got to work that stuff out. But somehow they feeling the wrong way with a gun in their hands. They feeling real independent, but they just pulling contracts with a man. 5 and 5 will tell you it's hopeless out there on the avenue, but if they really knew the truth, why would they tell you? And if they look at you like you're insane and they start calling you scarecrow and say you ain't got no brain, or start telling folks that you suddenly gone lame, or that white folks have finally co-opted your game, or worse yet, implying that you don't really know, that's the same thing they said about us a long time ago. Young rappers, one more suggestion before I get out of your way. But I appreciate the respect you give me and what you got to say. I'm saying protect your community and spread that respect around. Tell brothers and sisters they got to calm that bullshit down. Cause we're terrorizing our old folks and we brought fear into our homes. And they ain't got to hang out with the senior citizens. Just tell them, damn it, leave the old folks alone. And we know who's ripping off the neighborhood. Tell them that BS has got to stop. Tell them you're sorry they can't handle it out there, but they got to take the crime off the block. And if they look at you like they think you're insane, or start calling you scarecrow thinking you ain't got no brain, or start telling folks that you suddenly gone lame, or that white folks have suddenly co-opted your game, or worse yet, saying that you really don't know, that's the same thing they said about me a long time ago. And if they tell folks that you finally lost your nerve, that's the same thing they said about us when we said Johannesburg. But I think you young folks need to know that things don't go both ways. You can't talk respect on every other song or just every other day. What I'm speaking on now is the raps about the women folks. On one song, she's your African queen, and on the next one, she's a joke. And you ain't said no words that I haven't heard, but that ain't no compliment. It only insults 8 people out of 10 and questions your intelligence. 4-letter words or 4-syllable words won't make you a poet. It will only magnify how shallow you are and let everybody know it. And if they look at you like they think you're insane, or they call you scarecrow thinking you ain't got no brain, or start telling folks that you suddenly gone lame, or that the white folks have finally co-opted your game, or you really don't know, they said that about me a long time ago. If they finally start telling people that you lost your nerve, that's what they said about Johannesburg. You ain't insane. You have got a brain. You haven't gone lame. You have got your game. Remember, keep the nerve. Keep the nerve. Keep the nerve. Keep the nerve. We're talking about peace.
Listen to the bass. Listen to the bass. Listen to the bass. Stanley on the bass. Stanley Fox is the bass, bass. Gotta elevate your mind, look inside and you'll find all your answers to your outs. Damage to your mind and your grind you can't have, so you must eradicate it some way, no doubt. Some blow the bees, others take to the knees in the gloomiest of times for the hope of sunlit. Some get lost on life's brutal course while others get through spark plugs in the pit. But in the pit, I'm stepping away from the scene and recharging all the batteries you have and such. Been entering the new with all signs you grew intact. In fact, you just stayed in touch. Touch. The base, I gotta ignore the pace of the next man and work on my natural go. Digging on my God, giving me in the way that'll shine to everybody and perhaps you all know. Feeling my connection to the rest of the globe. When somebody cries there, it's a tear over here. Standing up for morale, the freedom of the being. Standing up to the powers, not submitting in fear. By in fear, I mean stepping away from the scene and not doing my thing full of love. If love ain't supported, then my life gets supported. We resort to instincts that will leave us all dumb. Dumb. my natural flow. Dig it on my God, giving me in the way that'll shine to everybody and perhaps you all know. Feeling my connection to the rest of the globe. When somebody cries there, it's a tear over here. Standing up for morale, the freedom of being. Standing up to the powers, not submitting in fear. But in fear, I mean stepping away off the scene and not doing my thing for love. If love ain't supported, then my life gets supported. We resort to instincts, try to leave us all stuck. If love ain't supported, then my life it gets supported. We resort to instincts, try to leave us all stuck. If love ain't supported, then my life it gets supported. We resort to instincts, try to leave us all stuck. If love ain't supported, then my life it gets supported. We resort to instincts, try to leave us all stuck. If love ain't supported, then my life it gets supported. We resort to instincts, try to leave us all stuck.
A rapper, man, I'd do something with that beat right there, that part right there, that be the hook right there. Just to listen on DC, I'm your host, Priest Alica. Thank you for joining us tonight. This has been my offering. I guess it's the best I could do under the circumstances. I got to say thank you for all the participants. And whatever you have to do, be safe out there in the real world. Tune in tomorrow night to the original Dirty Basement. That's from 5 to 7 with our program director, who then will turn into DJ Sincere on purpose. He's going to do it on purpose. Let me see if I got any last words from this brother tonight. Family, you got any farewell business to these people on their safe journey home?
Well, yeah, just big shout out to everybody who came through tonight to support the Listening Room DC on Dirty Basement Radio. And just make sure that y'all tune in tomorrow for the Dirty Basement Radio show with DJ Sincere, Mr. Roar, starting at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's definitely going to be a hot show.
Well, that's all I could give you tonight. That's all I have to say. Thank you. I just want to let you know sincerely, this is how I feel when I'm with you. We out, family. Be peace.
Push on through till you get to the other side. Keep the pedal to the metal.